Chapter 2, Living Close to God. Many times we think that following Christ or becoming a child of God has to do with making a decision and then being a good person. Nothing could be further from the truth. The big idea of this book is that God wants His sons and daughters to become more and more like Christ. Jesus is our example, and by living life as His followers, we should become more and more like Him. There are various disciplines or habits that, as they become part of our lives, naturally lead us to become more and more like Jesus. The goal of this book is to help us to integrate these habits into our lives. The first habit that leads us to become more like Jesus is that of living close to God. However, what we know about life is that living close to God doesn't come naturally to us. We want a little bit of God. Everyone wants a little bit of God. Even the hardest criminal wears a cross on his chain. We all want to have God in our lives. However, at the same time, we don't want to lose control of our life. If God wants to be part of our life, we want to define what that relationship will look like. We tend to put God into boxes. We let Him into our life, but not into our whole life. We have compartments for God, well-defined places and moments where we are with God. For example, going to church on Sunday, saying a prayer before going to sleep, reading from the Bible in the morning, being with Christian friends. What are some of the boxes that you have in your life for God? We don't share our life with Him. In spite of the fact that we include God in different parts of our life, the reality is that God isn't in every part of our lives. When we have a problem, we talk to a friend before we talk to God. When something good happens, we pick up the phone instead of closing our eyes and saying thanks to God. We don't pray constantly in our minds throughout the day. We prefer to watch TV instead of spending an hour reading God's Word in the evenings. When all is said and done, God is part of our lives, but He isn't part of our whole life. However, that isn't what God wants. God wants to be near. God wants to be near to His children. In the entire Bible, one theme that is repeated over and over again is that of God wanting to share life with His children. What God really desires is a relationship of father and child with us. It is His desire. This desire to be near to His children is a constant theme in the Bible. God always expresses His desire that His children be close to Him, and invariably His children move away from Him. 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. God desires to live close to us. He wants to be part of our lives. He wants us to talk with Him continually. More for us. The desire that God has isn't so much that He wants to be close to us, but that He wants us to be close to Him. It isn't that God needs to be close to us, but rather that He made us with a profound need to be close to Him. Our life isn't complete when we live far from God or when we live lives with God in different boxes or compartments of our life. Being like Christ. Remember, the goal of the Christian life is to be like Jesus. It is to imitate our Savior. When we look at Jesus' life, we see that He lived very close to God throughout His life. Jesus lived close to God. During His whole life, Jesus spent a good deal of time being close to God. The Bible tells of many times when, after working all day, He spent the night talking with God instead of sleeping. Luke 6:12. One of these days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Talking with God was such a big part of His life that He even spent the night before His death talking with God. Now, the question is, if Jesus is God, why was it necessary for Him to spend time with God the Father? The reason is that He needed to be with His Father, so much so that in spite of being God, He wanted to spend a lot of time with His Father, God. We also need to spend a lot of time with our Father. We need to experience the same communion that Jesus had with the Father. To become like Jesus, we need to spend a lot of time with God. How can we become like Jesus? If our goal in life is to be like Jesus, then we have to ask ourselves, how can we be like Jesus and spend our life close to God? There is a habit that we can integrate into our lives that produces an uncommon communion between us and our Father, God. Big idea. You share your life with God when you talk with Him and listen to Him. The way that we really share our lives with God, instead of just having Him be present in a few specific moments, is by talking with Him and listening to Him throughout the day. Listening to His voice and talking to Him are the most important disciplines for the son or daughter of God. This is because through them, we let God enter into our whole lives. The habit that changes us. Talking to God and listening to His voice is the habit that changes us. It makes us become more like Jesus because it puts us close to God. Then, like Jesus, we spend our lives with the constant presence of God. You listen to His voice when you read the Bible. Even though it sounds weird, God says that through the Bible, He literally talks to us. He communicates His words to us, not with an audible voice, but through the written words. It is more than a book. It is the Word of God. The reason that God talks to us when we read the Bible is because this book is more than just a book. It was written by several different men, but it is very different from other books written by men and women. The difference is that God literally inspired the writing of this book. In other words, He inspired the men who wrote it while they were writing. Because of this, the words that came out of their pens weren't their own words, but the words of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This book is different from all other books because God inspired the writing of its very words. Because of this, we can believe that every word that is in this book is the Word of God. God talks when we read. Now, the most incredible thing about this book is that it doesn't just contain words that God spoke a long time ago to other people, but that they are words that God speaks directly to us. In other words, reading the Bible is not like reading just another history book. The reality is that God talks today with us through these words that He previously inspired. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. When you read the Bible, God talks to you. Every time you open the Bible and read, even if it is only for a few minutes, God talks to you. Every time you listen, you are letting God come into your life. You talk to Him when you pray. You share your life with God when you hear His voice in His Word. You also share your life with God when you talk with Him or when you pray. Praying is much more than just repeating formal prayers that you sometimes hear in churches. Prayer is nothing more than talking to God. Prayer is your conversation with God. It is informal. Many times, the examples of prayers that we see in churches or in the movies are long prayers, and they use a lot of big religious words. They are prayers that sound really good, but honestly don't mean much. True prayer is much more informal than this. It is simply talking to God. You can talk to God using your own words, just like when you talk to your friends. It can be something that you do with your eyes closed in your room or with your eyes open while you are driving or at work. You can pray out loud, or you can pray in your mind and heart with your thoughts. It is a conversation. The most important thing to remember about prayer is it is nothing more than a conversation between you and God. It is talking. It is asking Him when you have a doubt. It is asking for advice. What should I do? It is telling Him about your life. It is asking Him why when you don't understand. It is sharing your pain and sadness with Him. Prayer is talking with your Father. It should be a running conversation between us and God throughout the day. A new habit. To really share our lives with God, we have to begin a new habit of spending time with Him. Practically speaking, this means setting aside a specific time and place. The most important discipline that a son or daughter of God can start is the discipline of having a set time and place where every day he or she spends time talking with God and reading the Bible. Sometimes we expect that reading the Bible and praying will just happen naturally without planning or disciplining ourselves. Unfortunately, spending time with God isn't something that just happens. In order to get into the habit of spending time with God, we must have a specific time and place that we dedicate to being with God. Now, it isn't overly important how much time you spend in this specific time and place reading the Bible and praying. It can be 10 minutes or 2 hours. The most important thing is to spend this same time with God each day. Don't disconnect afterwards. If we are going to share our lives with God, we have to read and pray during our day. It is good to read and pray in the morning before starting the day. However, this doesn't automatically involve God in the rest of our life. So then, to involve God in your whole life, you have to find moments during the day in which you can read the Bible, in the morning before going to bed, over lunch, or whenever. It doesn't have to be hours and hours of study. It can just be reading a paragraph and then thinking about what you read. As far as prayer goes, the goal of God's child should be to maintain a constant conversation with God during the entire day. That is, in your mind, always be talking with Him. The truth is that, at the beginning, these disciplines are going to be a bit difficult to incorporate into your life. However, if every day you make an effort to read the Bible during the day and maintain a conversation in your mind with God, you will see that God will be a bigger and bigger part of your life. How do I start this new habit? If you don't have the habit of reading the Bible and praying every day, it can be a bit difficult to know how to start. In reality, it isn't difficult to incorporate this habit into your life. There are 3 practical steps that you can take to start to regularly spend time with God. 1. Choose a book of the Bible to read. I recommend starting with 1 John, if you haven't read this book before. It is a short book with a very powerful message. It doesn't matter which book you choose. What is important is just to choose a book of the Bible that you will read. 2. Read this book for 10 to 15 minutes in the morning. Set aside 10 to 15 minutes in the morning before you start your day. It is best to do this before you do anything else, because if you don't, your day will fill up with things to do and you won't have time. In these 15 minutes, you can read a section from the book you chose and talk to God about what you are reading. 3. Read this book for another 10 to 15 minutes at night. Set aside another 10 to 15 minutes at night before going to bed to read another section of the book that you chose and to talk with God before going to sleep. If you start and continue this discipline, you will have more communion with your Father, God. What you will find is that, in time, you will be talking to God and reading the Bible more throughout the day, not just in the morning and at night. It is a battle. Spending time with God by reading the Bible and praying isn't easy. Rather, it is a battle. It is difficult. For many, getting into the habit of reading the Bible every day and then sticking with that habit is extremely difficult. At times, when you read, it can be incredibly boring. Other times, it is difficult to understand what we read. Still other times, there are lots of distractions and it seems impossible to focus. What many people experience is that reading the Bible is the most difficult activity they attempt in their day. There is a reason it is difficult. There is a really good reason why it is so difficult to practice the habit of reading the Bible. What we have seen here in this chapter is that God literally talks to us when we read this book. However, Satan, God's enemy, desperately desires that God's children not hear the voice of their Father, so he does everything he is able to block our time with God. When you read the Bible, you are entering into a spiritual battle. On one hand, God wants to talk to you, and on the other hand, your enemy doesn't want you to pay attention to God. Because of this, at times it is very difficult to concentrate when you read, or the words just don't make sense, or you become distracted or tired. Your enemy doesn't want you to listen to your Father. You have to fight. Yes, it is possible to listen to God's voice in spite of the battle. It doesn't matter how boring it seems to you or how distracted you become. If you fight with this book, you will hear the voice of God. If you keep reading, even though you are distracted or bored, God will talk to you. It won't always be boring or impossible to understand. That is God's promise to His children. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. What is your next step? What is your next step to spending more time each day with God? Do you have a specific time and place where you spend time with God each day? Are you in the habit of reading and praying at night before you go to bed? Do you read and pray in the morning before you start your day? Is there a book of the Bible that you are reading through? The biggest thing you can do in order to grow in your relationship with God is to set aside a time to be with God every day. It is choosing a time and a place, and every day reading the Bible and praying during that time. This habit will lead you to grow, to know God better, and to become more like Jesus. More like Jesus. The goal of the Christian life isn't just to be a more religious person, but to be more like Jesus. When we live our lives close to God, we become more and more like Jesus. We learn how to treat others how Jesus treated them. Our character is transformed to become more like Jesus. And, like Jesus, we know our Father, God, better. Living close to God every day is essential in order to become more like Jesus. What change will you make this week? What change will you make this week to spend more time with God?